When the Fashion Fair shopping mall opened in 1970, it changed Fresno forever. It was Fresno's first indoor shopping mall, but it also marked a big change in the city's approach to growth and urban planning. The story of how it came to be today on KVPR's Central Valley Roots. It was fall 1964. Fresno had just opened its new downtown urban renewal experiment, the Fulton Mall. It was a six-block-long pedestrian mall on the city's former main street. The idea was to freshen downtown's appeal to shoppers, retain existing department stores like Gottschalk's and Penny's, and make smaller retail thrive. It was part of a larger plan with new freeways and housing to support downtown as the retail and business center of the region. But just 1 year after the Fulton Mall opened, Southern California developer Gordon McDonald announced plans for a $20 million enclosed shopping mall on Shaw Avenue at First Street in suburban North Fresno. They called it Fashion Fair. But Fresno's city plans didn't allow a mall at that location. Shaw Avenue was supposed to be home to low-slung office buildings. Downtown was supposed to be the retail center, but plans aren't always followed. The city council rejected the Fashion Fair plan twice in 1966 alone, concerned it would hurt the investment downtown. But McDonald and his local representative, Ed Cashin, didn't give up. They tried again and eventually got city council approval. According to the Fresno Bee, McDonald agreed to use his influence to get a new department store to locate downtown. Fashion Fair opened in 1970, with anchor department stores Weinstock's, Gottschalk's, and JCPenney's. In a few years, Cashin would begin planning his next shopping center, which you know today as River Park. Meanwhile, downtown continued to decline, and Fresno's suburban sprawl accelerated. The effort to bring a new major retailer downtown never materialized. Downtown's last department store, Gottschalk's, closed in 1988. For KVPR's Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.